In John Truby's signature work, The Anatomy of Story, he argues the following. The single most important element of a great opponent is that he be necessary to the hero. The main opponent is the one person in the world best able to attack the great weakness of the hero, and he should attack it relentlessly. This leads right into the first reason your villain may not be working. He isn't essential enough. When we talk about how essential a villain is to a story, what we're really doing is we're talking about how relevant your villain is to your story's theme. Anyone can have a plan to destroy the world or beat the protagonist in a competition, but it's a rare breed of villain who can uniquely challenge a protagonist's greatest thematic weakness. In most stories, a protagonist will have some key character flaw that they need to overcome in order to succeed. The process of overcoming their character flaw often becomes the core of the story's theme and message, or what moral topics an author wants to address, discuss, and try to resolve with the story. By crafting a villain that uniquely and forcefully attacks the protagonist's weakness, you create a villain that's deeply woven into your novel's theme, and thus, by extension, will be essential to the overall story. What does this look like? Well, there are two ways you can do this. One route is to make the villain a foil character. A foil character is someone who the author sets in contrast to another character, normally the main character, in order to highlight certain virtues or flaws of one or both of the characters. Another way of putting it is that they're a paradox of similarity and dissimilarity. You make direct comparisons between characters in order to make their differences even more clear to the reader and vice versa. One of the more famous examples of foil characters occurs in A Tale of Two Cities, when Sidney Carton is set up as a foil to Charles Darnay. Both characters look almost exactly alike, a fact that features prominently in the beginning of the book and sets the two of them up as foil characters. They also both love the same woman, Lucy Manette. But at that point, the similarities end. Carton is a drunkard and allows himself to be used by others, and Darnay is successful and strong-willed. By creating parallels and contrasts like this, Dickens brings both of these characters to the forefront of the book and uses their opposites as a way of deepening both characters. What does it look like to apply this concept to villains? Many times this will look like giving the villain the same flaw as a hero, so that the hero can see what kind of person he'll turn into if he doesn't overcome his flaw. Other times, it may look like giving the villain a virtue opposing the hero's flaw, so he can really challenge a hero because of his flaw. If the hero struggles with cowardice, maybe the villain is very courageous and bold in his advances, which end up forcing the hero to change. Some well-done foil villains include Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins and Svidrigaïlov in Crime and Punishment. The other route is to make the villain a tempter, where he spends most of his time trying to convince the hero to give in to his flaw and embrace his darker side. This villain doesn't attack the hero's weakness as much as he encourages it, but of course, by encouraging the hero to give in to his weakness, he in effect tries to destroy the hero. Iago from Othello and Satan from Milton's Paradise Lost are great examples of how to do this effectively. The best way to make your villain memorable is to make him an essential part of your story's theme. So take a look at the villain from your own story. Is he essential enough? If not, give him a major thematic role as either a foil or a tempter to make sure he doesn't feel superfluous to your story.